You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For Michigan's elected officials like Lieutenant Governor Calley, for business leaders and many in the media, the place to be is indeed Mackinac Island. Today marks the opening day of the 2017 Mackinac Policy Conference, put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber. 4 days of sessions, speeches, discussions, receptions, and networking. Here with us is Tammy Carnreich, the COO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. You usually choose three key issues or pillars on which to build the policy conference. What are they this year?
Our pillars for the 2017 conference are restoring civility in American politics, increasing economic opportunity, and winning the race in connected technology. So as you listen to those three, you can hear how very relevant all those topics are right now, not only in Michigan, but in our nation.
Well, in fact, let's dig in a little to this issue of restoring civility in American politics. Certainly, since Election Day and beyond, there has been a decided lack of that. But you actually chose this theme well before Election Day, didn't you?
We did. It was before Election Day. And if you remember, even before that, you could see the divide that was happening in our nation with candidates and what we believed, seeing what was happening at that time, how do you get to solutions? And so we thought it would be very important to get our business and civic leaders together to start talk about shaping public discourse and so that we can restore the art of compromise. And we seem to have lost that in this very polarized political environment.
In fact, people are going to hear that theme of restoring civility and they're going to go, really? And in this climate, do you believe it's possible?
Yes, they will. And, you know, they'll hear it from big name speakers like Walter Isaacson and Michael Beschloss. And then from national insiders like Harold Ford Jr. and Stephanie Cutter and Anna Navarro. But one of the really very cool ones will be Julie Winoker. And she has something called Bring It to the Table, and she actually travels all over the United States with a card table and a picnic table cover on it, and she just brings people together to talk about things and understand why they don't disagree. She may ask them a question on an issue and let them talk through where they come from, you know, with different perspectives. So our audience is going to get a really interesting, diverse combination of discussion around political civility.
Increasing economic opportunity for all is one of the pillars. How does the chamber see a pathway to that when to many in this state, it seems like only a very few are making all the decisions, are calling all the shots, and actually a lot of them will be on Mackinac this week?
It's a very good question, Cynthia. And what the chamber recognizes is that in Michigan, and for us in Southeast Michigan also, there's great things happening. We've got development underway. We have job creation underway. But we still have a lot of areas that need to be brought along, and it's that economic inclusion that we have to start talking about. And we have some very important people who are going to be giving their thoughts on how we can do that from a policy standpoint, and they're going to be differing opinions. We really encouraged that so that we really start to think about what we have to do as a state. But then we're also going to hear from an expert, Amy Liu, from the Brookings Institute, who travels the country and sees what other cities are doing around sustainable development and economic inclusion. Because if we don't do this, then all the other economic strategies aren't going to work.
For those who don't have direct business at the conference, people who are not elected officials or business leaders or media, why should they care about what happens this week on Mackinac?
Because what happens on Mackinac is very much about all elements of our society. It's about how business, government, philanthropy, not-for-profit, education, we're all important to succeed in long-term strategy. So while people may not be able to be here at the conference for one reason or another or choose not to, they can watch it live streamed on DPTV and see for themselves, listen to the messages. And the one thing I should, you know, bring up at this very point is the chamber always leaves the conference with to-do items. Three or four items that come out during the discussions of the week that are most important, we take those away to get something done, and we work with other organizations. The chamber doesn't do it alone, and we can't do it alone.
Today is the opening day of the 2017 Mackinac Policy Conference put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber, and we've been getting a preview as we talk with Tammy Carnreich, the COO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Tammy, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside today.
Thank you, Cynthia. I hope you have a great day.